episode 61 of the Introvert Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Beth Below. Since 2010, the Introvert Entrepreneur has been providing information and inspiration to introverts who want to amplify their strengths, as well as to extroverts who want to understand why introverts are so doggone quiet. I'm a professional coach, author, and speaker based in the Pacific Northwest and serving introverts worldwide. I've always been fascinated by any tool or resource that tells me more about myself. When I was younger and browsing magazines in my teens, I'd often skip the articles and go straight for the quizzes that were supposed to tell me what my ideal job was, or what my musical taste said about me, or what kind of friend I was. Now that I'm a little older and more mature, I have enough self-awareness not to rely on tabloid quizzes, but I still love exploring new paths to personal awareness. My guest today has introduced me to just such a new path. Anne Marie Roth is a healer, life purpose mentor, and quietly passionate introvert. As owner of Nourish Your Purpose, she provides custom healing programs that serve women online and at her healing center in Brandon, Vermont. She is also a professional hand analyst and founder of the Introvert Print Project, which is the focus of our conversation today. Anne Marie received her certification as a professional hand analyst from the American Academy of Hand Analysis under the tutelage of Kay Packard. You can learn about the Introvert Print Project at www.introvertprints.com. Be sure to listen all the way to the end of this podcast to hear a special offer for listeners of The Introvert Entrepreneur. Hi, Anne Marie. Welcome to The Introvert Entrepreneur Podcast.
Hey there, Beth. Thank you.
I'm really looking forward to our conversation here. And before we jump into it, I would love to know what's making you smile today.
You mean besides talking with you?
Oh, well, that's sweet. Okay, that's a way to get an interview always, off to a good start.
Yeah, that's a given. Actually, one of the things that's making me smile today is that my poodle, standard poodle Trio, is with me in the office this afternoon. So her company always makes me smile.
Do you get to bring her often?
Fairly often. Lately, she hasn't really been digging it too much. She's getting older, and I think she'd much rather be at home on the bed
than
anywhere else. But she's a good sport.
Nice. So,
and I love having her with me.
Yeah, there's something about having like another living presence that's not a person.
Mm-hmm.
<It's>, says the introvert. Yeah, it makes it special.
Yeah.
Well, I want to start, we're going to be talking about scientific hand analysis mm-hmm. and the Introvert Project. And before we get into the print project, I want to make sure that we clarify a few things. And the first one is the difference between scientific hand analysis and reading palms, because I think people probably don't know that there's a difference between those two things.
Okay. Well, scientific hand analysis is rooted in palm reading. I mean, it's absolutely based on that ancient art. What's different about it, though, is that Richard Unger, who really has birthed scientific hand analysis and continues to guide its growth and its evolution, is that he's the one who really brought the scientific aspect into it. And it differs from my perspective in terms of how I use it. It differs in two primary ways. One is that it's not predictive. So if you go for a reading with someone who's a hand analyst, as we call ourselves, we're not going to tell you, what fame and fortune awaits you, or how your health is going to be 20 years from now, or how many kids you'll have or not have, that kind of thing. So that has been eliminated. And the second piece that's really different is that scientific hand analysis has brought, in addition to reading the interpreting the lines and the markings in our palms, it's actually brought the information that's contained in our fingerprints into the conversation. And that's something that Richard keyed into early on. I think he started working with prints like back in the 60s. And he has developed over the decades a database that has demonstrated reliably, like replicable results of decoded fingerprint info, if you will. Because our fingerprints don't change. I mean, I think a lot of us know that because that's one way we can be identified is through our fingerprints. They don't change throughout our lives, and they're actually formed at about 16 weeks or so in utero. So, yeah, so they're formed like well before most of us ever come out of the womb. And they're with us. They're constant through our lives. And what Richard discovered through his research and spending hours and hours and hours in medical libraries and studying fingerprints is that our fingerprint patterns show up in certain combinations on our fingers, on different fingers, and the different combinations of patterns translate into three what I call sacred contracts that we each come into the world with. And so I as a hand analyst, and what palmists don't do is I as a hand analyst will decode someone's fingerprints to let them know what those three sacred contracts are. I tell people about their life purpose, their primary life lesson, and their life school or the aspect of human development that they're going to spend most of their time with. So that's a huge distinction.
If hand analysis is not predictive, then, you know, you started to touch on that. I wonder if you could give me an example of what kind of information one can glean from analyzing the hand.
Yeah, I think of it as it's really speaking to the information that is shared through hand analysis really speaks to our potential as human and spiritual beings. It speaks to this is what if you choose, you know, if you choose to accept the assignment, so to speak, this following these paths, taking on these lessons, you know, learning this stuff is what will lead you to feeling that and knowing that you are living your most fulfilled and meaningful life possible. So it still comes down to choice. I mean, we have the information from our fingerprints. I think of them as sacred contracts. These are, like, for me, these are things that for whatever reason I thought would be a good idea to sign up for in this lifetime, right? But during this lifetime, I'm in this physical body, and it's still my choice. I have free will. I there's nothing, and that's why it's non-predictive. Like, just because my life purpose has something to do with, say, healing, it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to be a healer. I can still choose to be an accountant, or perhaps I'll help people heal their relationships with money through my work as an accountant. So it provides a lot of opportunity and a lot of room for growth and exploration of oneself on their journey in this life without telling someone this is what's going to happen to you. This is the path you must take.
Well, it reminds me of personality, an aspect of personality assessments in terms of it's information. It's not to define you. It's not saying this is what you would, these are the only things you would be good at, or this is the only thing that you should do, or you're going to react
right
this way in this situation. It's
right,
simply something of a guide or a framework upon which you can take what works, leave what doesn't, adapt, that sort of
mm-hmm.
thing. But it sounds like, and that said, there's still a grounding in reality to the information.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just
yeah.
out of thin air.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, because it's like there, you can have two people who have the same fingerprint patterns, you know, on their 10 digits. And so they're going to have the same life purpose, they'll have the same life lesson, they'll be in the same life school. Yet they are unique individuals, and there's all that other information from their palms and other markings in their hands that speak to the uniqueness of the individual. And so those two people are going to have very different ways of experiencing those sacred contracts. yet the sacred conduct, yet there will be some thematic similarities and perhaps sometimes some very uncanny similarities in life stories or experiences. But they still get to play them out as is appropriate for them because it's their own journey. You know, so like people will often ask for information or guidance around, well, what kind of work would be good for me? You know, and I can talk about different kind of indicators in the hand, which speak to different, say, interests or strengths or aversions that someone might have, things to keep in mind, you know, about looking for a job or whether to work for themselves or work for a company, that kind of thing. But even within that, you know, like our life, the life purpose in terms of hand analysis is never going to tell you you are here to be, you're not, you know, you are here to be that accountant or you're here to be a mechanic. You know, you're here to be a landscape architect. It doesn't say that, it doesn't give us that level of specificity. It points more to this is the whole, like, kind of beautifully complex web of interest, disinterest, etc. in your life that you get to choose from.
Yeah, I like the word you use, indicators. Mm-hmm. You know, there's sort of arrows that are pointing, but we don't necessarily have to go that way.
Nope.
But there is something to pay attention to. I know you and I, I've sent you my prints.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be reading my hands, and we're having that conversation soon, and I'm really looking forward to that. And we are doing that as part of the Introvert Print Project, which I would love for you to tell us about what led you to create that and what you hope to learn through it. And first, maybe, what is it?
What is it? Yeah, that's a good place to start. So it was this, the Introvert Print Project is this idea that I had because I really wanted to, on the one hand, learn more about the intersection between introversion and hand analysis, like the markings in our hands, what's in our hands. And I wanted to do it in a way that would also be of service to people and, you know, and kind of service in the world. That's a big part of my sacred contract. So I came up with this idea of creating this project in which folks can take part in it. They're essentially kind of letting me have their handprints and their fingerprints for me to create a database so that I can look for similarities and whatnot and patterns, you know, among introverts. And they have an opportunity to have hand readings with me so that I'm actually not just taking their prints, but I'm actually doing readings for them and I'm sharing with them what, you know, the wisdom from their hands. And they have an opportunity then to be part of a growing kind of introvert print community online in which folks have an opportunity to really talk about different experiences they've had, both in terms of what they learned from the reading specifically, you know, as well as how they're going to take that information forward into the rest of their lives. And really learn from each other and support each other. So that's the project in a nutshell. And it came out of that curiosity I had about, well, where does introversion show up in our hands? One of the major lines in our hands is our heart line. And if you're looking at your palm, there typically are three major heart lines, and it's the uppermost. And it runs from underneath your pinky over toward either your middle finger or your index finger. It kind of heads in that direction. And so one of the heartline styles is called the hermit. And just by that very name, you think, oh, that's got to be the introverts then, right? You know? And I think that's an assumption that a lot of people make. And I would make that too, except that I've read for people who are extroverted hermits and folks who are introverted other things. So I know that that's not the indicator. You know, I don't think there's not a single indicator in our hands, but what I'm curious about is whether there are, just like with vocational indicators, whether there are other indicators that in our hands that introverts tend to have in common. Like, do we tend to share certain life purposes, or did we sign up commonly for certain life lessons, or do introverts tend to have more of a certain type of gift marking? You know, do we tend to have like wisdom markings or intuitive markings? So that's from a kind of a hand analyst standpoint. I was really curious about finding out more about that. You know, kind of the other piece is that, and this started with my own experiences, is that my sense is that many of us, introverts or not, but I care about introverts because I'm highly introverted. But many of us, I think, are called to life purposes that can feel like they're extroverted, and like there's a mismatch. We have a sense that we're supposed to be doing something bigger, but it feels too big. And I've really come to see that when we don't go there, you know, or don't look for ways to go there in ways that also honor ourselves, that we can really be missing out on the sweet spot of our lives, you know. And I really do, and more, and I think I've said this to you, you know, I live in Vermont, which is a highly introverted state, and the myths and misunderstandings about introversion abound here, you know. So I feel very strongly that, you know, the world really needs the strengths that we have to offer. And so this is kind of like my way of being part of that, what I kind of call like the authentic introvert community, because I've run into some, you know, some folks who are kind of claimed to like work with introverts. And when I scratch beneath the surface, I see, well, they're really just trying to get introverts to act like extroverts, you know, and that bothers me to no end. And so part of my interest in doing this too is to look for ways for those of us who are called to life purposes that we really at first blush would think, oh, that can't be me. Look for ways and opportunities to say, yeah, I can, this is the introvert way. And this is my personal introvert way of living this life purpose.
Sing it, sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And the fact that, you know, it's if we don't honor that life purpose, then we're not just paying a price personally, but the world pays a price, because then our gifts aren't out there. You know, there's something that the world needs from us. And if we aren't expressing it, then the world is missing out.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, and the truth is we live in an extroverted culture, and we even, like me, we can live among introverts who still don't really understand what it is. And so that really needs to change.
Well, at the end of this conversation, I'm going to ask you, you know, how people can get involved in the print project. Before I move on, though, I'm curious, because I'm imagining some people hear, oh, I'm going to send you my fingerprints. That feels very risky. Mm-hmm. I assume that there's, you know, high level of confidentiality and mm-hmm. and all of that that goes along with this. Would you mind just speaking to that for just a moment?
Sure. There is a high level of confidentiality that I do not share anyone's prints with anyone without permission. There are times when I might want to share a particular part of a print, say with my mastermind group or with one of my teachers. And even so, with permission, I would still be sharing that anonymously. So prints, and that doesn't happen that often, but for learning purposes, sometimes it can be really worthwhile to share some prints. But that's always done with very, very explicit permission. And when someone sends me their prints, the way it works is I have a printing kit. I send people paper and sheets of ink and instructions, and they print up their hands, they print up their fingers, send them back to me, and that's what I'm working from. Anyone can request, and some people have, and I'm happy to do this. I tend to keep them on file because for some people, I read for them over the course of time, and so every year or so, we want to take new prints because our hands change. You know, our fingerprints don't change, but the rest of our prints, our palm prints, will change, and that can be really fun to kind of see how we're progressing. So typically, I do keep people's prints locked up and on file, but if anyone says, no, when we're done, shred them, I shred them. Or if someone says, mail them back to me, I'll mail them back.
Great. Thank you for touching on that particular point, because I would not want that to be a barrier to somebody being, you know, participating.
Yeah, and I think, you know, and more people are more and more rightly concerned about privacy. So, I have a shredder right next to my desk.
And it gets a good workout.
I bet. So, like I said, anyone who wants it, shredded.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, your business has evolved over the years. I know this from chatting with you, that you've had both an in-person and bricks and mortar presence, and I believe you have that now, online communities, and then offering services virtually. How has being an introvert played a role in how you've shaped your journey?
It's been really integral, really. I think even before I was that consciously aware of it, you know. And in terms of, I've been working for myself now for the past 8 years. Yeah, 8 years, almost 9 years. And the impetus originally to make the shift was, and I completely changed careers, changed sectors and everything. But it was because I came to a realization that in order for me to have at the time I thought that for me to really live a balanced life where I could be the kind of partner I wanted to be in relationship and be the kind of professional person, you know, and do my work in the world at the level that I thought was, you know, at a standard that I thought was adequate or more than adequate, and to be there for myself, I had a couple of choices. I could either choose to become more of an employee within a bigger organizational structure, because I had been in leadership positions, which were very taxing, or I could go to work for myself. And so I chose going to work for myself, and that has been wonderful in a few ways. One is because it has given me the flexibility to kind of structure my days to a large degree in ways, and my schedule in general, in ways that allow me to meet my kind of energetic needs. It's also, though, been really a wonderful learning experience, because when I was working for other organizations that were, you know, kind of demanding of my time and energy, and I had to give if I really wanted to perform, I could do that, and then I'd go home and collapse. Well, now I have to show up for myself. So if I'm going to succeed at working, you know, in business for myself, I have had to very consciously decide that I am going to find a way to both kind of honor my needs as an introvert and also show up for myself, you know, for my business and for the rest of my life. So it's been challenging that way too, because I can't, I could have easily ended up in the same situation I was before, where I was like giving myself at my office for me, and then I'd go home to my husband and just be catatonic. And that was what I said I didn't want. So I've had to find another way, because I'm not suited to be an employee. I get into trouble that way. Another way in which it's been a really kind of fun experience too, is I've gotten to experiment with a lot of different ways of delivering my services and, you know, and being in the world. And I've gotten to see kind of what fits me, what doesn't fit me. And I am, I love experimenting. I love trying new things in that sense. And I like learning. So this has been one really ongoing learning experience and growth experience for me. And so that, and I think working for myself and having, you know, like being able to notice, well, how do I, you know, how well do I do when I have like in-person clients during the day and then I have a group call at night? How is that fitting? Even like little things like that, you know, which aren't right. They really aren't, as I have learned. And so I am constantly giving myself opportunities to really look for ways to show up for myself so that I can show up for my business and show up for my family.
Thank you for sharing a little bit about your journey there. I think it's inspiring to me. It's reminding me of some things, and I'm sure to anyone listening to recognize and appreciate that there's a trial and error approach to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that the key is really listening to what works for you as opposed to what you think other people are going to be expecting of you.
Right. And even among introverts, right? Because we have this range. And so what works well for me may not work well for you because we still have different needs. We may both still identify as introverts, but we're still going to have different needs and preferences.
Beth the introvert is different from Anne Marie the introvert.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's helpful for all of us to remember that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. I want to ask you the final question that's a formal part of the interview about Introvert Island, which I suspect you might enjoy.
I could use that.
Yeah,
I haven't been to Introvert Island for a while.
I've been talking about Introvert Island now for 3 years, and I'm thinking it needs to happen. Just, you know, just needs to happen. But if you were granted a 3-week vacation on Introvert Island and you could only take 3 books with you, what would you take with you and why?
One I would bring is one that I've wanted to reread for a while, which is Living Buddha, Living Christ by Thich Nhat Hanh. I consider him to be one of my spiritual teachers now, and my family roots are in Catholicism, and I really love the way he writes about I don't want to say just similarities. That's kind of simplifying it, but I really do appreciate the way he writes about both Christianity and Buddhism in a way that respects and honors both. He's always been a really great teacher in terms of really reminding us to honor your roots. You know, you may follow a Buddhist path now, but chances are you came from somewhere else, and those are your ancestors, and it's important. And I haven't read that in a while, so that would be one. I'd also really like, another one I want to reread is The Bone People, and it's by, I think the author's name is Carrie Hulme. She is a New Zealand author, and I first read this book decades ago now, I can say, in college when I was doing my junior year abroad and doing some traveling, and I was in Greece, and I happened to pick it up, and I read it, and I have not read it in decades, but it's like that one book that I still remember at the time being so taken with and so affected by, you know, and I lost my copy of it somewhere along the way. So that would be one. And I thought, yeah, because I read it on the beach in Greece. Perfect. And then the third book I'd want to bring with is actually, if I'm allowed to bring a pen along with it, would be my journal. Part of my daily practice is kind of communicating or having conversation, dialogue with my inner wisdom, my essential self, and asking for guidance. And I practice kind of like what some people would know as like automatic writing to get downloads. And I think Introvert Island would be a perfect setting in which to be just super duper receptive to downloads, and I wouldn't want to miss any of it.
Great. Thank you so much. Anne Marie, as we wrap up here, I want to make sure that everybody has the information they need in order to participate in the Introvert Print Project, including what I know is a special offer that you want to extend to the listeners of this podcast. Could you share with us how they can be involved?
Sure. The print project itself can be found at introvertprints.com. I created a brand spanking new website for it. Did it myself, my first one I've done myself. I'm very proud.
Oh, and it's beautiful. And,
oh, thank you. Thank you. And all of the details are there. It really describes the project in more detail, like what's involved, all the bits and pieces of it. There's more information kind of about me and kind of where I come from, that kind of thing. And on that website, there are two different ways you can get more involved. One is if you want to sign up to receive updates about the project. Right on the homepage, there's, you know, a little box where we ask for your name and email and promise not to give away your name to anybody or email to anybody. And if you're ready to jump into the project, on the project page on the website, you can go ahead and follow that link. And the normal project price is $127. And because I really wanted to make a special effort to reach out to your community and as a way of saying thanks, the rate right now until April 15th for listeners of the podcast is $108. And there will be a discount box at checkout, and all you need to do is type in Beth108, that's all lowercase, Beth108, and the system will calculate that discount for you, and you'll be all set.
Awesome. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And for that $108 investment, what does that person get in return?
So participation in the project includes a few different things. The first thing that really we focus on is the actual hand reading and the printing itself. So a person will receive a printing kit from me. They'll print their hand, send them back. We schedule a reading. And the project itself includes two readings. There's always more to talk about. One reading is generally not enough, but we do one right away. And then the second reading can be scheduled anytime the participant feels they're ready for it or wants it. So it can be in a couple of weeks, couple months. It could be next year. You know, that's entirely up to them. Then at the same time, I'm having monthly community calls in which I'm talking about different aspects of either kind of the information in our hands or what I'm seeing, what I'm learning from the project in terms of insights into introversion in our hands, and going into a little bit more depth about some of the concepts of hand analysis to help people develop a deeper understanding of what it is that they're really hearing about and learning about during their readings. And on somewhat of a regular basis, I'm also going to be having interviews with introvert thought leaders that folks will be able to participate in as well.
It seems fascinating, and I'm so excited you're doing this and adding to the body of knowledge that we have about introverts, you know, the depth of information, because I've always believed anything that tells us more about ourselves is valuable. So thank you very much for that contribution. Well, what is the best way for people to reach you and learn more about you and your services?
If anyone would like to be in touch with me directly, if you have questions about anything, you can reach me directly, and I'm happy to have either phone conversations or email conversations. The best email address to use is info@nourishyourpurpose.com. Nourish Your Purpose is my home business, my primary business. And so that's why it has a different address. And then that website, nourishyourpurpose.com, has information about some of the other work that I do as well. And there's also my general hand analysis information is there too if someone wants to check that out. But it also goes, that website offers more details about some of my other groovy offerings.
And if could you share one more time the Introvert Print Project web address and the discount code?
Sure. It's introvertprints.com. So make sure to pluralize prints. And the discount code is Beth108, all lowercase, Beth108.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. This has been really enlightening. And like I said, I've sent you my prints. I'm super excited to have my reading with you and to learn more about, you know, what comes out of this project.
You're welcome.
When Anne-Marie first told me about the Introvert Print Project, I couldn't wait to get my kit and send her back my prints. One thing she affirmed for me is that the reading we'll do is focused on the positive, not about telling me what's wrong with me. As she said, there are life lessons for us all, and I am totally open to having those exposed through this process. After all, information is power. I hope you agree, and I really hope that you'll join the project. One special thing to note, the discount code offer that Anne-Marie mentioned has been extended through April 22nd, 2014. You can register at www.introvertprints.com. And remember to use that special discount code of Beth108. So B-E-T-H, all lowercase, 108. And that code is good through April 22nd. I really hope you've enjoyed this podcast and will become a regular listener. I'm really super excited about some of the guests that I have scheduled through the spring and summer. Upcoming interviews over the next few months include Jonathan Rausch, author of one of the most popular articles ever to run in the Atlantic, How to Care for Your Introvert. I'm welcoming UK-based musician, writer, and podcaster Andy Mort. New York Times bestselling author, recognized international sales training expert, and motivational speaker, Grant Cardone. I'm also talking to Brad Feld, who is an entrepreneur, author, blogger, and venture capitalist at Foundry Group. And Chris Guillebeau, author of The $100 Startup and The Art of Nonconformity. As well as Lisa Petrilli, author of The Introvert's Guide to Success in Business and Leadership, and world travelers Betsy and Warren Talbot of Married with Luggage. There are more people, actually, that I'm going to be talking to. So these are just a few of the really fabulous guests that you're going to hear from soon. And I invite you to join us for all of them. Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with your friends, your colleagues, and your social media networks. And I invite you to consider leaving a review on iTunes or on the podcast webpage. If you'd like to learn more about my coaching, speaking, and training services, you can find me online at www.theintrovertentrepreneur.com. You'll also find information about my first book, Insight: Reflections on the Gifts of Being an Introvert, which is available through Amazon.com. This is Beth Below of The Introvert Entrepreneur, and until we meet again, remember that success is an inside job.